Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello and welcome to the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang. Do you know that there's a boldness that comes when you know the names that God calls you in the Bible? That's what we're going to find out today from my guest, author Mike Shreve, who has written a new book called Who Am I? Now, that's a question all of us need to be asking ourselves. And in the next few minutes, you're going to find out the answer to that question after this.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network, and I want to speak to you on behalf of Evangel Christian Churches. And if you've ever had a desire to be trained, equipped, and credentialed as a chaplain, you may really want to listen to this message. It's probably now would be a great time to fulfill the call of God on your life. We're still early in the year. You can accomplish so much still in this year of 2016. Becoming a licensed minister will enable you to reach out to jail ministries, hospitals, nursing homes. Maybe you want to do street evangelism or teaching, traveling, going to across the world to minister. Women's Aglow would be good. Maybe even at anti-abortion facilities, counseling, traveling, whatever it is that you've got in your heart, there's no better place to be trained and equipped than Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. Let me say that again, the Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. They're going to offer you the opportunity to be trained and credentialed as a chaplain. It's always good to have official credentials. They have correspondence classes and extremely affordable tuition. They're licensed throughout the state of Michigan and fully accredited. You can call them now. They actually prefer you to call them. Their number is 586-773-6568. And one more time, 586-773-6568. The good thing about a podcast is you can back this up and listen to the phone number again. Their website is evangelchristianchurches.com. Check them out there or just call that number. One more time, 586-773-6568 for the Chaplaincy Training Program. Get credentialed today. God bless you.
Well, welcome back and welcome to you, Mike. We've been friends for a long time. I think when you were on my podcast before, we talked about that. And now you're one of our authors, so it's great to have you in the studio today. And tell me about this new book that I just started reading today, Who Am I? What does the title mean, and why did you write the book?
About 30 years ago, I was doing an in-depth study on the names and titles of God. And that was a very enriching and empowering subject. But I was fasting and praying at that same time for months that God would give me a fresh message for the body of Christ. And he birthed in me this realization that it would be just as important for us to know our God-given names. And so I began searching into it and was quite amazed to find over 1,000 names and titles that belong to the children of God. But in the book, Who Am I?, I pulled out what I consider to be 52 of the most important, most empowering, most revelatory names that God has given his people. And I think it's a revolutionary experience for a child of God to have, because then you're not groping in the darkness trying to figure out, why am I in this world? You've got God's mandate, his declaration concerning the roles that you're supposed to fill.
Well, any time that we can get the Word of God into our lives and our spirits and begin to see ourselves as God sees us, I think that's tremendously important. And so in the few minutes that we have, how can you whet the interest of our listeners, hopefully to go out and buy the book wherever Christian books are sold, but also to just learn something because they downloaded this and they tuned in this time and maybe they'll want to share this with a friend?
Well, some of the names and titles that have been given to us are the apple of God's eye, the anointed, children of the resurrection, heirs of God, more than conquerors, a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, vessels of mercy, the bride, the lamb's wife, and the list goes on and on. But if I were to pull one of those out and give a very short explanation, I'd like to focus on the first one I mentioned, the apple of God's eye. That's actually the first one I wrote on when I began researching this subject. The apple of the eye has nothing to do with the fruit. Quite often you see a plaque with that phrase, you're the apple of my eye, and it means you're very cherished, you're very dear to me. But then there'll be a picture of an apple next to the statement. Well, that's totally a disconnect, because the apple of the eye is actually a reference to the pupil of the eye, which is a hole in the eye filled with a solution called aqueous humor. And it is a very sensitive part of the eye. Now, when God said in Deuteronomy 32:10 that he would keep us or guard us as the apple of his eye, what did he mean? If someone were to lunge at you and strike out at your face with his or her fist, you would throw your arm up, because you're much more willing to have a temporary bruise to your arm than a permanent injury to your eye, because your eye is so precious to you. And that's what God was saying, that we're precious to him. And Jesus, of course, is referred to in Scripture as the arm of the Lord. And so about 2,000 years ago, God saw that the death blow of sin was coming the direction of the entire human race. It would permanently, eternally blind us to the things of God. So he threw his arm up and took the blow. And Jesus became sin for us on the cross so that we might receive the righteousness of God. He guarded, he kept the apple of his eye, and he did it with a supreme sacrifice.
You know, some books are written in order to start on page one and go through until you're finished. And depending on if it's a page turner, as we say in the publishing business, you know, it may take a day or two or a week to read it. But how would you suggest that a reader takes this? You wrote 52. Is that one a week? Is this a devotional? Do people need to chew on it and learn and inculcate what they're reading? Or what is your thought about that?
Well, I intentionally made it 52 chapters long, or 52 names and titles plus a prologue, epilogue, because I wanted people to take it one chapter at a time. And as you said, digest that revelation and dwell on it maybe for an entire week. And it's much easier reading. Each of the chapters are only about 3 or 4 pages long. And then there's a declaration at the end of the chapter where you declare who you are in Christ, which is, of course, powerful in applying that principle to your life. And so in our busy society and our tendency not to grab a hold of a book this lengthy, I think this is a choice way to get into this revelation, because it's short snippets.
Well, you travel all the time and you meet lots of people, and I'm sure that people come up to you and give you feedback. What feedback are you getting from people who have read and been ministered to by this book?
Well, I get testimonies through our website, shreveministries.org, all the time, of people who have become so bold in walking in their role. Because, for instance, God has referred to us as ambassadors for Christ. He's referred to us as the salt of the earth. He's referred to us as the light of the world. All believers are referred to in Scripture as ministers of God. And so when you start realizing these things, that I am a minister of God, I am the salt of the earth, I am the light of the world, I am supposed to fill these roles, then you know it's God's expectation of you, so you can fully expect to walk in that divine understanding concerning your identity in Him. You're not presumptuous, and it's not delusions of grandeur. If God refers to you this way, then you can boldly claim it. He calls us heirs of the kingdom, and that's a tremendous name to bear. What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is comprised of all that God is and all that God has. The kingdom of God is love and joy and peace and power and authority and knowledge and wisdom and so much more. And that's your inheritance. And so you can boldly lay claim to it and seize it and say, I expect these things to be manifested in my life.
Well, all these things you're talking about are in the Bible, and many people read the Bible and they don't know it. So if these are things are true, why are so many people discouraged? Because you're just coming alive as you just confess these things. Tell me why this hasn't been a truth that has become more widely known in the body of Christ up to this point.
To be honest with you, Steve, I have wondered the same thing. One of my favorite series of books is called the All Series by Herbert Lockyer, and he's got all the kings of the Bible, all the queens of the Bible, all the divine names of the Bible. And I've often wondered why he never had a book on all the names and titles of the children of God, but then I would have been out of a job, I guess. Maybe God has reserved it for this hour, because in all seriousness, I believe we are coming to a place where the church must have another awakening. And this is part of that awakening. Once we come to this discovery of who we are in Christ, then we're going to be far more apt to walk in the roles that God has assigned to us in this world. If we know that He considers us to be the bride of Christ, then we know God wants intimacy with us. If we know that He calls us the anointed of the Lord, we know we don't bear that anointing just so that we can have a feel-good experience spiritually. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, and then He went about doing good, healing all that are oppressed of the devil. So if I'm referred to as the anointed of the Lord in Scripture, then I should be following suit and walking in the footsteps of Jesus.
Well, the book is called Who Am I? It's available wherever Christian books are sold, and of course on Amazon.com. But I know there's going to be listeners who want to get hold of you. So why does the website where they can find out more about you and your ministry and also contact you?
Well, again, the website is shreveministries.org, and that's S-H-R-E-V-E, shreveministries.org. And we'd love to hear from you. Just click on Contact Us and fill in your questions or comments, and we'll respond as quick as possible.
Well, a podcast like this is very short. The book is very interesting, and I'm looking forward to absorbing this myself, and I just encourage the listeners to delve into this, not just to read a book. You know, sometimes we think of a book as a book as a book, but because what's in the book, because I believe that it can be life-changing. So thank you, Mike Shree, for all that you've done for so many years and all the lives that you have touched and ministered to. Thank you for the privilege of publishing this book through Charisma House. So I'll give you the last word.
Well, the last word I think I'd like to share is one of the finest titles that God has given us. In Hebrews 12, He calls us the General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn. And that means the church in which every member is considered in God's eyes to be a firstborn son. So there's no big I's, no little U's in the body of Christ. We're all very precious and very special to God. And I pray that the experience of this book will just really impress the minds of the readers with that realization, how precious, how special you are in the eyes of God. And I do want to say I count it a great privilege and a great honor to be an author with Charisma House, and it's been much of a blessing to me to be a part of this family of authors.
Well, thank you. That's a good way to wrap up, and I'll thank you for being here, and thank you, my listeners, for listening to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.